This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, December 9th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the race for the Democratic lead on the House Agriculture Committee is yet to be decided. Jim Costa of California and Angie Craig of Minnesota are attempting to unseat current ranking member David Scott of Georgia. Craig spoke with AgriPulse Lydia Johnson last week about her push for committee leadership.
I've talked to a ton of members already about what their vision is for the next ranking member of the Agriculture Committee. They've been very positive conversations, spending some time listening to sort of what they would like in a leader, and making my pitch to each of them.
Craig believes she offers a different perspective of leadership.
I admire Mr. Scott at support. I supported Mr. Scott when he ran the first time 4 years ago, but my conversations with members have been that we need a ranking member who's focused on fighting for the best farm bill that we can possibly get to make sure that we're standing up for the nutrition title, for the provisions in the farm bill related to the IRA, to make sure those climate guardrails remain in place. And perhaps even beyond that, as a caucus, we need to make sure that family farmers and folks in rural communities understand that we see them, that we're listening to them, that we care about them, that we understand their economic security concerns, and that we can speak their language. And so building that strategy where we're rebuilding the Democratic Party in rural communities across this country would be certainly part of what I would be focused on as ranking member.
The Minnesota Democrat says she's being well received by fellow Democrats on the committee.
I think we're getting a very good response on the need for to rebuild in rural communities and make sure that rural communities understand that we see them and understand them and care about them. And I think that folks understand that we need to listen. And so it's been a very good response.
Craig recognizes a need for change in the Democratic Party to better align with rural issues.
I'm sitting in the middle of the country, in the Midwest, in Minnesota, and there's not a single federal representative from our party in the whole state of Iowa. And so until we're able to really rebuild our profile nationally as a party that we understand the economic reality of family farmers in rural communities, I think it's going to be very difficult to win national elections. And part of my commitment is to help us build a strategy to rebuild that trust.
House Ag Committee Democrats will vote next Monday for their committee leader. Well, in other news, a new farm labor report is in, and AgriPulse's Jacob Zukowski reports how the new data could impact farm wage rates.
The November farm labor report set the national hourly wage for farm labor at $18.12. Samantha Ayoub, farm labor economist at American Farm Bureau, says the farmer might not pay the national average. Rather, they pay the regional wages, which is up 4%, and in certain regions has spiked.
Our two highest increasing states and regions are going to be Florida and then the Southeast Corridor, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, both up over 9%.
The USDA's November farm labor survey shows wage trends ahead of the Department of Labor's December release of the adverse effect wage rate. But over 20 states have court orders blocking immediate enforcement of a Department of Labor ruling requiring wage changes in December without a 12-day grace pay period. Fruit and vegetables are most affected by the wage rate changes.
So when we can import, especially fruit and vegetables from countries like Mexico that have a lower wage rate, it's going to impact the competitiveness of our farmers and ranchers who have higher production expenses.
For AgriPulse, I'm Jacob Zukowski.
Finally, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is set to release that December supply-demand report tomorrow. The trade anticipates that carryover stocks of U.S. corn could be reduced, that due to advanced export sales. With regard to soybeans, the trade intently is interested to see if there is a change in Brazilian production. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farmers don't give up in tough times. The Farm Bill helps secure they don't have to by providing them with the tools to keep our food supplies secure in all seasons. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.